Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2036. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials and why I call myself Dr. Neil, check out the first Q&A episode from earlier this month. But for now, I'm going to spare you from that long intro so we can jump right in and hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Barbara writes, why is it so hard to develop healthy habits and stay consistent? What are some ways to start on this path? Thank you so much for taking the time to send me your question, Barbara. Now, I've done this before. I'm going to reveal to you my psychic abilities. I'm willing to guess you know exactly which health behaviors you should be doing. You know what you need to do in order to achieve optimal health. The trick is actually taking that first step and performing those healthy behaviors and making them a habit. That's the problem. I found that most people don't need to be told that they should exercise regularly and eat more fruits and vegetables. They don't need to be told to manage their stress better or to get more sleep. I've never had a patient tell me, what? I need to eat more fruits and vegetables? That is brand new information. Rather, the trick is, well, to borrow from the Nike slogan, they need to just do it. There are lots of reasons why we find healthy habits so difficult to start and stick to. And in fact, if I had the solution, I'd be able to help billions of people. But unfortunately, there isn't just one solution to this. For some, it's hard to start their healthy habits because they don't know where to start. Maybe they're overwhelmed. Or maybe we've tried changing our habits in the past and failed, or we didn't like how the new habit felt. For others, maybe the goals were too lofty. Maybe they relied on willpower too often. Or let's be real here, maybe the new habit is just not a priority. A while back, I was at a conference in San Diego, and I'm gonna quote one of the speakers, Dr. David Sabgir. Quote, we don't need health information, we need health inspiration, end quote. To me, that says it all. So my question to you, Barbara, and anyone else interested in taking that first step towards a healthier, more well life is this. What inspires you? For some, their inspiration may come from wanting to feel their best when they reach the later stages of life. But sometimes goals like these, while inspiring, can seem so far away that it leads to inaction. So we might end up saying, that's so far into the future, I'll get around to it, I've got other priorities right now. To prevent this from happening and make our healthy habits more of a priority, here's what we can do. First, think about the habits that you need to adopt to help you feel your best today, right now, and when you, say, reach those later stages of life, if that's a priority for you. Let's use physical activity as an example. Based on lots and lots of published studies, we know that staying physically active is one of the best ways to keep your body performing at its best. Again, no one probably needs to be told that, but let's say someone wants to start exercising at least 3 times a week, but they're not really following a structured program right now. So this means the first step is to begin exercising, to take that very first step. But that's actually good news. It means we don't need to exercise 3 times a week right now, starting this very minute. We can work up to that. So where should you start? That leads me to step 2. And this step is borrowed from Dr. BJ Fogg from Stanford University. Think about your daily routine your daily routine right now, not your daily routine with exercise. I promise there's a method to my madness. Follow me here. Let's say your morning routine looks like this. Your alarm clock goes off abruptly at 6 a.m. every weekday. When the alarm sounds, you shut it off, stumble out of bed, and immediately head to your bathroom sink to wash your face and brush your teeth. This is your morning routine. You're with me so far? All right, so here's what you do. Starting on Monday, try this. When the alarm sounds, shut it off like you normally would. Crawl out of bed like you normally would. But instead of walking towards your bathroom sink like you usually do, you stop and do 5 push-ups or 2 sit-ups or 7 standing squats. Then finish your morning routine by walking over to the sink to wash your face and brush your teeth. Did you catch what just happened there? In a not-so-sneaky way, we added a new behavior to your routine. Remember, your routine was getting up after your alarm clock wakes you, you walk to the sink, and instead, we inserted a new behavior. Not only that, but we added a behavior that's quick and relatively easy to do. 5 push-ups or 2 sit-ups or 7 standing squats. Now, you don't have to do all of these, by the way. And honestly, you could just do 1 push-up or 1 standing squat if you wanted, just as long as you do it. Now, you may be thinking, how is this possibly going to get me to my ultimate goal of starting a new habit, like exercising regularly? Here's the genius behind this approach. Again, I'm going to use my psychic abilities here. When you perform those 1 or 2 or 5 push-ups or sit-ups or squats or whatever, you'll probably say to yourself, well, this doesn't feel so badly. Why don't I just keep going? I can do some more. So you may find yourself doing 10 push-ups or maybe 20 or more. And the other really cool thing about this method is that it doesn't require extra planning or preparation. You already have your morning habits. Just add 1 small extra behavior in between. That's it. You've just created a new habit. All right, this is all well and good for an unstructured exercise routine. But what if the goal is to be able to run 3 miles or more at a time or have some bulging biceps? You can apply these very same steps. Start by taking a look at your usual routine. If you want to take up running, you need to know when the best time to do this will be. Knowing your normal patterns will help you figure out when the best time will be. So let's say when you get home from work, you immediately go to the television and begin watching your favorite show. You're tired, I get it. But instead of doing this, what you can do is be sure to leave your running shoes right next to the television remote control the night before. Then, when you get home from work the next day, instead of walking through the door and turning on the television, you put on your running shoes because they're right there as a reminder. And then you hopefully go for a quick walk or a quick jog. It could be a 10-minute walk or jog, 15 minutes, or even 1 minute. It doesn't matter. As long as you put on those running shoes, that's what counts. Once putting on your running shoes has become a habit, and hopefully the walking or jogging that follows, you can build on how long and or how often you run or walk. Then use these same steps to create other healthy habits. Now, some final thoughts. Complexity is the enemy of action. If a behavior is simple and convenient, consistency will almost always follow. Also, have patience with yourself. Habits take time to form. So why do we expect to be able to break our habits with a quick snap of our fingers? It doesn't work that way. So again, consistency is key. Have patience with yourself. Understand, you may not see results you're looking for right away, but that doesn't mean good things aren't still happening. You may not be able to see how the neurons in your brain are beginning to change as you start this journey, and I guarantee they are changing. You can't see that by taking a 5-minute walk, you made some of the sugar in your bloodstream disappear and help the muscle cells in your legs grow. But if you stay consistent and have patience, eventually you will feel and see those wonderful effects. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you again for taking the time to send in your question, Barbara. Now, if you want to send in a question to have answered right here on the show, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, if you're in the US and your question is applicable, we'll even physically mail you one of our Optimal Living Daily workbooks. Now, if you want your voice on the podcast, just come by oldpodcast.com/ask, and you can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. If you don't like it, you can play back, listen to it, and delete it. Then you can do a retake before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you in advance so much for sending me your questions. Answering your questions is one of my favorite parts of this show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.